Che bonne bes amig dos mei dove io meno e se ne quel che lo beso ero seco. Che bonne bes amig dos mei dove io meno io tuo mio buono cuore soi.
Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhard. Each week, I bring you the mix. The first hour, you know, is a mixture of everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. A lot of holidays, and wishing you a healthy and happy calendar new year, and hope all is well. This is show 276 for December 29th, 2014. The last program for this calendar year, starting the new year. Okay. I want to remind you, just to save the date of January 19th, it's a Monday evening. I'll be at Lincoln Square Synagogue giving a fascinating presentation on the life of Yossele Rosenblatt. More about that in the future, but save the date, again, January 19th. We're listening to the great Moshe Kozhevitzky with his classic Sheyi Bona Beis HaMikdash, and we'll get right to the Chazanis in a second, as soon as I get to the next CD. Coming right up, and we'll be listening to Moshe Kozhevitzky and two of his classics. The first one will be Elu Dvorim, the great Moshe Kozhevitzky.
Kayemes eloi
of the great Moshe Koussevitzky. I discovered Chazonis late in life. it was really 1977, and Moshe had died in 1966, so I never really had the chance to do some temple hopping and to hear his great voice, but thankfully we have these great recordings. Let's hear another selection. This is a classic of his, Akavior, Moshe Koussevitzky.
Okay, let me know.
Moshe Kusevitsky. We'll be hearing from another Moshe. This is cantor Moshe Schulhoff. Moshe died a year and a half ago. Wow, that was in June of 2013 at the age of 66. He was a wonderful chazan, a great person. Let's hear Halbein Chatoenu, cantor Moshe Schulhoff.
Oh, sarò colle in ma in teori ma in teori vetare
cantor Moshe Shulhoff, and let's hear another from this fine recording. This will be Esau Einai, cantor Moshe Shulhoff.
Shamayim,
τραγλεχώ. mea tam.
Okay, Moshe Shulhoff. Joseph Schlitzky was born in 1894. He died in 1955. He was born in Poland. At the age of 10, he and six other boys were virtually kidnapped by a choir leader who told their parents that he was taking them to London, but instead took them to Toronto, Canada. There, Schlitzky managed to escape from the group and lived with a rag dealer. When he was 13, he had his first cantorial position and sent for his parents as soon as he had saved up enough money. Schlitzky attended the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, from which he graduated in 1917. 2 years later, that was in 1919, he made his singing debut in New York City. That was about the time that the great Yesula was doing so well in the city, helping to revive Chazanis. For the next 20 years, he held many important posts in New York, including one at the Slonimer Synagogue, and also he had a contract with the San Carlo Opera Company to sing leading roles in productions of La Boheme, La Juive, and Tosca. And now, very, very sadly, at the age of, 46, when he was in 1940, he had a paralytic stroke, and he became an invalid. That was in 1940, and for the next 15 years, he survived as an invalid. We'll hear three selections of Schlitzky. The first one is Anna Bekoach, classic Schlitzky.
Oh,
Yosef Shusky, will next hear Ritzay.
Shemachon,
Schlisky, let's hear one more of Josef Schlisky. This will be Die Kantor Schabbos.
Thank you. shabba de shabba toy, a lera sa ton nil venisco.
Joseph Schlisky. Now, in my presentation on the 19th, I take you through the development of sound recordings. And one of the things that you have to be aware of was that these recordings, by the way, of Schlisky were in 1924 and 1926. It wasn't until a year or two afterwards that they changed dramatically in the recording process. This was acoustically recorded, which means they stood in front of a big horn or a series of horns, and they sang into these horns, and they were actually merged together so that you could get more than one voice clearly. But it was still very, very primitive. It wasn't until a year or two later when they came up with the amplifier and microphones and speakers and so forth. By the way, that's why there are no symphonies and no operas and large orchestras prior to this period, because it was pretty difficult to or impossible. You had bands, yes. You could have 8 or 10 instruments in front of the horn, but in terms of symphonies, in terms of anything grand, no. It was only until after 1928, when they went from acoustical to electronic, and that is explained in depth in my discussion before. That's in my Rosenblatt discussion, because you have to understand how recordings were made to really appreciate the greatness of the recordings. Speaking of the greatness, let's sort of get you into the Rosenblatt mood, if you will, for the 19th. And that's again at Lincoln Square Synagogue. Let's hear a classic Rosenblatt, Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael.
Hey!
Charlie Bernhardt, hoping you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Any comments or requests, hope to see you on the 19th. Save the date. More about that in the future. Shalom, everyone.